pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play Underdog's Pick'em for a chance to win 100 times. Use the promo code SGPN at underdogfantasy.com for a 100% deposit bonus. We're also brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use the promo code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today. And finally, we're also brought to you by the NASCAR Gambling Podcast. Enter their free Daytona 500 contest for a chance to win $100 cash and a $100 SGPN gift card. Simply head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Daytona. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Daytona. You are listening to the EPL show here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on X at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. You can follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network's X account at the SGP Network. That's at the SGP Network. You can also follow at Gambling Podcast. That's at Gambling Podcast. And finally, also be sure to follow my other X account. That one is at LockBettingX. That's at LockBettingX. That one is significant because on that account, I post free plays. And I also post my monthly profit and loss spreadsheet. Yes, I'm one of the rare tracked and transparent handicappers who post all of their bets for the public to see. And I'm happy to do that because I have landed 128 months in a row of transparent and tracked profit. I have never, ever had a full losing month in sports betting. I've had losing days. I've even had losing weeks. But over that 31-day period, I've never lost for an entire month. I have 128 months in a row of transparent and track profit. What that means is that for over a decade, I haven't had a single losing month in sports betting, and I've posted the results every single month for over a decade. And you can find every single spreadsheet. If you just want to see the more recent ones, you can first of all see the pinned tweet from the previous month at the top of the Soccer Gambling Podcast page. You can currently see the month of January, which was good for over £3,000 and just shy of $4,000 once converted. And at the front end of it, you can see all of our NFL futures, which were good for just over 14 units as we had a monster NFL season and capped it off with a 13-5 Super Bowl card last weekend. So an absolutely phenomenal NFL season, our best one ever. You can then scroll down the page to see the other spreadsheets, or the easiest thing to do is to head over to lockbetting.com, where all those transparent and track spreadsheets are kept. When you look through my spreadsheets, what you'll see is not only that every single one of them adds up to a profit, but you'll also see a sensibly and impeccably managed bankroll. We don't chase losing plays by just simply putting out higher stakes. You won't find 2-unit, 3-unit, 5-unit, 10-unit, 20-unit plays. You won't find anything called whale plays, 5-star plays, 10-star plays, 20-star plays, max plays, play of the week, play of the month, play of the year, play of the century, play of the millennium, play of the whatever bullshit these Monopoly money handicappers come up with on X, who aren't tracking their plays, who aren't making you any money, who are just scammers. We don't do any of that. What we do is we make money for people every single month. Well, at least we have done for 128 months in a row, and are well on the way to month number 129 in the month of February. If you have any questions for me whatsoever, then just fire them across over at my X account that I mentioned, at LockBettingX. That is at LockBettingX. So let's move on with this edition of the EPL show. We are red hot at the moment across all of our podcasts. Had another lock sweep last weekend. And I'm not just talking about the EPL show and Scamessa. We've also been throwing in locks on BetMEFC and winning those as well. And we plan to do it again. We plan to go on a 12-0 lock run by sweeping the locks once again. So you'll be getting one here, you'll be getting one on Scamessa Italia, and you'll be getting another lock over on BetMUFC as well. We begin with the 12:30 kickoff on Saturday as Liverpool are travelling to Brentford. It's 18-5 on Brentford as a home underdog. It's 7-2 on the draw. And Liverpool are a short 8-13 favourite to win here. I think this game may be more tricky for Liverpool than many are anticipating. The data obviously favours Liverpool, and Liverpool should come to Brentford and win this game. But I don't think they're going to have everything their own way. I just see this being a spot where Liverpool could potentially drop points under the pressure. I'm not saying that they will, but all the ingredients are there. Manchester City, they are on a winning run, and suddenly there's a lot more pressure on Liverpool. We have the 12:30 kickoff, a spot that Jurgen Klopp hates, and yet Liverpool get it again and again and again. And this is a trip to London for a 12:30 kickoff against a Brentford team who are desperate to get something because they are slipping into the relegation conversation. Now, the data, as I mentioned, obviously favours Liverpool. This is a B's team who have lost 7 of their last 9 matches. So you would think the last thing that you would want would be the league leaders to come to your ground. But I do think that Brentford will be competitive in this spot, and therefore my selection here for this game will be to take Brentford +1 on the Asian handicap line. Now, to cash this, you need Brentford to avoid a loss to Liverpool. But if Liverpool win this by a single goal, you are protected by the push. You only lose this if Liverpool win by 2 goals or more. I think Liverpool could win this game, but I don't think it's going to be easy, and I don't think they're going to win by 2 clear goals. Liverpool have won 4 of the last 5 Premier League games, and there have been at least 3 goals in all of them, whilst Brentford, who have lost 7 of their last 9 matches, as I said, have seen 3 or more goals in 7 of those. So I do think there will be goals here, but I do think they will be shared out, with Brentford contributing towards the scoring. And I think that will be enough to keep this game close, as Brentford deliver a spirited performance in the kickoff time that Liverpool hate. And they especially hate travelling to London for this early kickoff. Liverpool have not been great in this kickoff time, have often underperformed. That's why Jurgen Klopp hates it. If they were winning every single game and flourishing in the 12:30 spot, Jurgen Klopp wouldn't be saying anything about it. But he's complaining about it for a reason, because Liverpool hate this kickoff time, yet they continually have it. They've had it more times than any club, giving this moaner even more reason to complain. playing. So I think that Liverpool get pushed here, and therefore my selection is going to be one that a lot of people probably aren't expecting. It's going to be Brentford plus one in the Asian handicap market at the price of even money plus 100, so a plus money selection. If Brentford avoid a defeat here, you cash this selection. If Liverpool win by two goals, you lose this selection. If Liverpool win by just one goal, then this is a push and a no bet situation. So once again, your selection is Brentford plus one goal in the Asian handicap market at the price of even money plus 100. Before we move on to the 3 o'clock kickoffs, let me take this quick pause to tell you about the Daytona 500 contest. This is a free to enter contest. You can enter their free Daytona 500 contest for a chance to win a $100 SGPN gift card and $100 in cash. All you need to do is head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Daytona. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Daytona. Let me also utilize this pause to tell you guys about Underdog Fantasy. Underdog has a way to play alongside your favorite fantasy players all season long. NBA, NHL, and college basketball. Simply pick higher or lower on your favorite players' fantasy stats, and you can cash in. You can also win 100 times with some spicy plays as well. So watch along, make your picks, and maybe make a little cash over on Underdog's mobile app or website, underdogfantasy.com. When you sign up with the promo code SGPN, Underdog will double your first deposit up to $100. That's Underdog Fantasy and the promo code SGPN. Let's move on to the 3 o'clock kickoffs, and we begin with the game here between Burnley and Arsenal from the 3 o'clock slate. Burnley here are the 8-1 home dogs. It's 9-2 on the draw, and Arsenal are a 1-3 minus 300 favourite. Despite the fact that Arsenal resumed Champions League competition in midweek, I still believe the Premier League is the priority. And given their recent form, they do look like genuine contenders again. I don't think Arsenal's the team that you want to be playing if you are Burnley. Burnley have an absolutely wretched home record this season. And not only have they been beaten, they've been beaten convincingly at home by the likes of Man City, Liverpool and Aston Villa, who have all covered two goal handicaps here at Burnley. And I see Arsenal doing the same. I see Arsenal comfortably covering a minus 1.5 Asian handicap line given their recent form. And actually, that's actually available just shy of plus money at the price of 19 to 20. So a £95 profit from 100 quid. I think Arsenal could also be aided by a clean sheet against a Burnley team who have lost 9 of their 12 home league games and have failed to score in 5 of them. While Arsenal, they come into this one on a 4-match winning streak and have kept more clean sheets away from home this season than they've actually done at home at the Emirates. They've actually kept 5 clean sheets already this season. The Gunners have produced 3 of the 4 highest expected goals figures for the season in their last 3 games, which means that Mikel Arteta has got this team back on track. He had to take them away on a little vacation, but the vacation was a successful one because Arsenal have come back from their little holiday to go and see Salt Bay and are playing their best football of the season. I think that they can probably score 3 or 4 goals here against a Burnley side who have been naive against top-tier opposition. They've seen multiple teams come here and win and cover this handicap as well. So I think if Arsenal can score 3 or 4 and also keep a clean sheet, we should be covering this handicap quite comfortably. If Arsenal do keep a clean sheet, we only need them to score 2 goals. And the Arsenal team that we've seen in recent weeks should be able to comfortably score a couple of goals here against a Burnley team who, as I said, have lost 9 of their 12 home league matches and have failed to score in 5 of them. So I'm going to ride the Arsenal train here, despite the fact they are in a spot that I don't usually like because Champions League is coming up. We're going to take Arsenal to cover a minus 1.5 Asian handicap line at the price of 19 to 20 here for this one. Up next, we're looking at a game here between Fulham and Aston Villa, where Fulham are a 2-1 home dog. It's 13-5 on the draw, and it's 11-8 here on Aston Villa. Aston Villa are slipping, and cracks are starting to appear. And I think there's good value here on Fulham as a home underdog, especially given their home form this season, adding another dent to Aston Villa's Champions League aspirations. Fulham just ended a six-match winless run with a victory over Bournemouth, with their best league results coming at Craven Cottage anyway. They've been pretty solid here at home, and they're coming up against a Villa side who have definitely suffered a bit of a wobble as of late. This is a Fulham team who have won six of their last nine Premier League matches at Craven Cottage, while five of Aston Villa's last six away league games have featured at least three goals. So this is going to be end-to-end either way. There are different ways to go, such as over 2.5 goals or BTTS, or maybe even taking some sort of handicap line here with Fulham. So there are definitely multiple ways you can go with this. I've landed on Fulham in the draw no bet market. Fulham as a pick at the price of 6-5 plus 120. I don't want to be on Aston Villa at the moment. I do believe they're a team moving in the wrong direction, and I believe this is another banana skin for them as they travel to Craven Cottage tomorrow. Up next, we look at a game between Newcastle and Bournemouth, where Newcastle are the even money plus 100 home favourites. It's 3-1 on the draw, and Bournemouth here travel to Newcastle as a 12-5 underdog. Bournemouth had a really good run, but they are now starting to slip, and this should be a good opportunity for Newcastle to pick up a win at St James's Park. But we said that when they were at home to Luton, and if you can't beat Luton at home, it does concern me when you have a Bournemouth side who can turn it on. They do have more quality than Luton, proven by the fact they've already beaten Manchester United at Old Trafford this season. I think Bournemouth are going to come to Newcastle and score, but I also think that we'll see at least three goals here. So instead of taking the huge juice on over 2.5 or BTTS, I am instead going to combine the selections over 2.5 goals and BTTS and get that for the price of 4-5 minus 125. I was tempted by the over 3.5 goals, which is available at 6-5, but I'm going to go in this direction instead because I do believe if there are three goals scored in this game, I don't think it's going to be 3-0 Bournemouth, and I don't think it's going to be 3-0 Newcastle. I think they're going to share the goals out. Newcastle have been a team to follow lately if you've been looking for goals, because their last six league games have featured at least four, and that pattern could continue when Bournemouth head to St James's Park, which is why I like the over 3.5 goals. Bournemouth themselves, they have failed to score. In just one of the last 11 league away games, and no side outside of the top three have scored more league goals this season than Newcastle, despite the fact they are having a worse season than last year. They're not having a bad season in front of goal, having already scored 51 times. So I think we have good data for goals here. Was tempted by the over 3.5, but I landed on BTTS combined with over 2.5 instead at the price of 4-5 minus 125 here for this one. Up next, we look at a game between Nottingham Forest and West Ham, where Forest are the 6-4 home favourites. It's 5-2 on the draw, and West Ham here are the 9-5 underdogs. Really difficult game to call here, but I do lean Nottingham Forest. This is just because it's really difficult to take West Ham off the back of their last two performances, where they've lost by an aggregate scoreline of 9-0. To Man United and Arsenal. Obviously, this is a step down in competition, but Nottingham Forest are desperate to stay in the Premier League, and this is a difficult place to go to. It's always difficult to take West Ham off the back of a 6-0 defeat at home to Arsenal, and that is the latest in a streak of disappointing performances that you can point to in 2024. They're worth opposing against the Nottingham Forest side, who actually pushed Newcastle close in a 3-2 defeat last time out. And we are going to take a Forest team who have collected 12 of their 21 points at home against a West Ham team who have leaked 12 goals in their last five league games and who are winless in their last seven matches overall and are slipping out of the European conversation in the Premier League this season. Moyes is under pressure, and I think things could get worse here if West Ham drop more points to Nottingham Forest here in this one. Up next, we look at the final 3 o'clock kickoff, which sees Tottenham hosting Wolves. Spurs are the 3-5 favourites to win the game. It's 18-5 on the draw, and it's 4-1 here on Wolves. I think Cunha is going to be a big miss for Wolves. Never thought I'd say that, because I never really thought that he was a top player. Man United were previously linked to him, and I didn't want to get him from Atletico Madrid because of his goal record. but he's really found himself at Wolves and he's going to be an important player. So I do think that they lose something by losing Cunha. As for Tottenham winning this game, that's almost an automatic selection here for me because Tottenham are just finding a way to get it done. They got a big winning goal for us last weekend. That was a successful play for us over at Lock Betting because we did have Tottenham and the over and we had Tottenham and BTTS as well. So, we had Tottenham and the money line and Tottenham and BTTS. We didn't have the over, but that was a huge goal for us, a huge result. And I look for more of the same this weekend. I think Tottenham with BTTS tacked on is almost a no-brainer, especially when you're getting it at close to 2-1. It's at 19-10 here, so plus 190. Tottenham have won their last 5 home league games and BTTS has been added on every single time. So that's why it's an automatic. It's almost pointless taking the money line. And if you do take the money line and you lose and Tottenham do keep a rare clean sheet, you take it on the chin because you turn around and say, well, I took it because all 5 of the last games, they cashed the money line with BTTS on it. So who can blame me for taking plus 190 instead of taking 3-5 plus 160 here instead? As for the Wolves side of things, they have scored in 5 of the last 7 away league games and have lost 4 of them. So their data completely suits what we want to happen here. So that's why we're going to go for a bigger selection here. We're going to take Tottenham with the BTTS tacked on and we take it at the price of 19-10 plus 190 here for this one. The final game we need to cover on Saturday is the late game between Manchester City and Chelsea. That is the game of the week. But because we are only covering one game from Sunday, because Luton versus Manchester United is covered exclusively over on BetMUFC, let's take a quick pause here to tell you guys about Hall of Fame Bets, where you can stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets to craft more intelligent, data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use the code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching and start winning with Hall of Fame Bets.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
So we move on to the game of the week, at least on paper. It's Man City at home to Chelsea, where City are the 2-5 favourites. It's 9-2 on the draw, and it's 7-1 here on Chelsea. This is a reverse fixture of Chelsea's best performance of the season, in my opinion, when they went toe-to-toe with City in a 4-4 draw. For that reason, I do think that Chelsea will be able to contribute towards a scoring here. So taking Manchester City to win and over 2.5 goals tacked on is a logical tack on. You could take the BTTS, which is available for you here at the price of 13-10. But I'm more comfortable taking the over 2.5 just in case Chelsea don't score. And therefore, you still have the possibility of Manchester City scoring all 3 goals in this game, which is possible against Chelsea because Chelsea haven't travelled well against the big guns. runs. They've lost to Man United and they've lost to Liverpool. And the recent defeat against Liverpool was a convincing one as well. Manchester City with over 2.5 goals tacked on is at 4-5, minus 125. And as I said, if you want to go for BTTS, which I do think will cash, you can get plus money at 13-10 on that selection. Chelsea coming to this one, having produced a couple of decent away performances at Aston Villa and against Crystal Palace. But obviously, this is a much tougher test. Man City are practically unbeatable at the Etihad. And whilst I do think they will score, I see nothing other than a Manchester City win here in this game. Six of Chelsea's last seven Premier League matches have featured at least three goals, while Manchester City have won three of the last four outings by a 3-1 scoreline, which would be enough to cash the over 2.5 goals tacked on to Manchester City, along with the BTTS. But the main data here is, of course, the Manchester City run that they've gone on, which has made them the strong title favourites once again. They were always the favourites this season, but you could actually get plus money on them at one point. No longer is that the case. They are now the strong favourites to win it again, and that's because they have won their last 11 straight games. I see them going 12 in a row here, but I also see three goals as well. So your selection for this game is to take Manchester City to win and to tack on the over 2.5 goals. And that one's available for you at the price of 4-5, minus 125 here for this one. For our final game on this episode, we move to the game on Sunday between Sheffield United and Brighton. Let me reiterate, there are two games on Sunday, but we're only covering one of them because the Manchester United game is covered exclusively over on BetMEFC. So we look at Sheffield United and Brighton to close out the show, where Sheffield United are a 4-1 home dog. It's 16-5 on the draw, and Brighton come here as a 4-6 minus 150 favourite. Difficult to see past anything other than a Brighton win, but I do think that there is strong data for BTTS at exactly the same price. Brighton beat Sheffield United 5-2 in the Cup last month, and they visit a Blades team who have actually seen BTTS cash in four of the last five. The hosts have improved going forward. They are coming off an away win against Luton, but they remain defensively shaky, and I do believe that Brighton will be able to take them apart here. They're looking for a bounce back after last weekend's defeat against Tottenham, and I do think they bring Sheffield United crashing back down to earth. But I really can't decide between the two plays. They're exactly the same price, so there is no edge here. So I'm going to give you both selections here. I'm going to take BTTS at 4-6 minus 150, along with Brighton on the money line at 4-6 minus 150. Closing out with the lock on the show, I'm going to go into a lot of detail here because we really are on a strong lock run across all shows. So if it all goes wrong with this lock, I want to give some significant reasoning for it. We're going to take Arsenal away to Burnley to cover a minus 1.5 Asian handicap line here for this one. As we know, Arsenal are absolutely flying at the moment, and Burnley have been abysmal at home. They've lost 9 of their 12 home league games and have failed to score in 5 of them. A clean sheet would heavily aid Arsenal in cashing this handicap play. Arsenal on a 4-match winning streak and have kept more clean sheets away from home than at the Emirates, keeping 5 already so far this season. This is a selection that would have cashed in Burnley's home defeats to Villa, Liverpool, City, Spurs, Chelsea, Palace and Everton. So it's not just top tier opposition. Everybody seems to be winning at Burnley and winning comfortably as well. Arsenal this season have a 100% record against the bottom eight. They've won 10 games out of 10 and have scored 28 goals in the process. And in addition to that, what we have here is the best team in the league at set pieces versus the worst team in the league at set pieces. So if Arsenal are having a little bit of a flat day and Burnley are managing to contain Arsenal, Arsenal have an out. Arsenal have an out via the set pieces. And usually in these situations, what you're looking at is a team with inferior quality trying to set up with a low block and trying to carve out counterattacks and their own set pieces. And usually you'll find that the inferior team are counting on set pieces. Well, if Arsenal are playing badly here, they're the ones who can rely on set pieces as a get out of jail card. They're the ones that can score from a free kick or a corner, as Burnley are the worst and Arsenal are the best. So for me, everything points towards Arsenal. I don't think Arsenal will lay an egg here. I don't think they'll be looking ahead to the Champions League. I think this will be another convincing win, and we have all the data there to support us. So once again, your lock here on the show is Arsenal to cover a minus 1.5 Asian handicap line at the price of 19 to 20. That's it for me. Good luck with all your bets as always, and thanks for listening.